Hi, my name is Holden Harris, and I'm from Louisiana, which is in the southernmost part of the United States. Today I'm going to talk to you about three phrasal verbs. I'm going to introduce you to them, and hopefully by the end of this video, you will feel comfortable using them in your everyday speech. The three phrasal verbs we're going to talk about today are put away, go over, and sort out. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through each of these individually. I'm going to give you definitions for them. And then I'm also going to give you example sentences of how you can use them with those respective definitions. So let's talk about our first phrasal verb that we have today, which is put away. Put away has several definitions, and there are several ways you can use it. I'm going to talk about three of those right now. And the first definition for put away, and the most basic, the one that you'll hear commonly used the most, is put away meaning to put something in the place where you usually keep it when you are not using it. Okay? So listen to this example sentence. I put my books away after I finished studying. I put my books away after I finished studying. So in this example, I returned my books to their designated location after I was finished using them. So I have some books right over there on a shelf. If I were to turn this camera around, you would see, and I may take them down to read them. And then when I get finished, I put them back, or I put them away in where I'm supposed to keep them. So that's the first way that you can use put away. Another definition for put away is to eat or drink a lot of something. So listen to this example sentence. Chase can put away a dozen hot dogs when he is extremely hungry. Chase can put away a dozen hot dogs when he is extremely hungry. And this means when Chase is hungry, he can eat as much as a dozen hot dogs. So this is less commonly used, a less common way to use put away, but it does mean just to eat or drink a lot of something. So if you take a gallon of water or a liter of water and just drink the whole thing real fast, you're putting it away really quickly. The third definition I have for put away is to put someone in prison or a mental hospital. Listen to this example sentence. The court decided to put the convicted murderer away for life. The court decided to put the convicted murderer away for life. So this means that the murderer, in this example, was sentenced to live in prison for the rest of his life. Okay? As opposed to living free out in society, he was put away, locked away inside of a jail cell and has to spend the rest of his life there. So that is put away. Now let's move on to our second phrasal verb, which is go over. Go over also has several different definitions. There are many ways you can use it. And again, we're going to talk about three of those. The first definition I have for go over is to check something carefully. Have you ever written an essay or a report? Then you may need someone to go over your essay. Listen to this example. Could you go over my essay and check for mistakes? Pretend that I wrote an essay. Could you go over my essay and check for mistakes? In this example, I'm asking someone if they can read my essay and search for any errors that I've made. So go over can mean to check something carefully. Pretend this is the essay. I'm reading and I'm looking through it and I'm going over. And I say, oh, there's a mistake here. I'm checking it very carefully to look and see if there are any problems. So that's the first way you can use go over. But let's look at a second definition. Go over can also mean to move or travel towards someone or something. So someone is standing right here, and someone is standing right here. This person walks over here. They are going over to this person. Listen to this example sentence. Rebecca is going over to John's house for dinner tonight. Rebecca is going over to John's house for dinner tonight. So this means Rebecca is going to travel to John's house to eat dinner. Very basic, okay? So if you go towards anyone, even if they're in the same room as you, and you walk to them, you're going over to them. Or if you're going to someone's house, you're going over to their house, just like in this example. Let's look at the third definition for go over. It can also mean to produce a particular reaction. This is a little more advanced, but listen to this. Hear me out. In this example, I have the sentence, "Last night's basketball game went over really well." Okay? It produced a particular result, which was a good result. It went really well. Okay? In this scenario, there was a basketball game the previous night, and I'm expressing that our team played really well. So, again, this is to produce a particular result. Maybe I make a bad test grade. I go to school, make a bad test grade, and I tell my parents about that, and they get very angry. Well, what was the result? Bad result. They're angry. That did not go over very well. And in this example sentence, you hear that the game last night went over really well, so it was a good game. Now, let's move on to our third and final phrasal verb we're going to talk about today, which is sort out. Sort out also has about six different definitions. We're going to talk about three of those again. So the first one I want to talk about is to do what is necessary to deal with a problem, disagreement, or difficult situation. That's to sort out something. So here's the example sentence I have for you. The company hired an accountant to help them sort out their tax problems. In this case, the company is having issues with their taxes and is trying to fix them. This is a common thing. Sometimes companies can really mess up on their taxes. It becomes a problem. In order to fix that problem, you could use the phrasal verb sort out. The accountant is going to help them sort out their tax problem, help them fix their tax problem. Okay, let's move on to our second definition for sort out, which can mean, or the definition is, to get rid of things that you do not need and arrange things that you do need neatly. So, as a visual example, let's say I have a box of things. Some things are trash, some things are good things that I need to put away. So I put the trash in the trash pile, put the good things in the good pile. I'm sorting through my items, or I'm sorting them out. So listen to this. We're going to talk about a company. Pretend that a company has a filing room where they have lots of papers. They put their papers in different places, but this filing room has become a huge mess. And the example sentence I have for you is, Mr. Baker ordered his employees to sort out the mess in the filing room. So in this case, Mr. Baker has asked his employees to clean out and organize the filing room. Just imagine that filing room having papers everywhere. Some of them are junk, trash that needs to be thrown away, and some of them are good things that need to be organized. If you go through all of that and put it in the place it needs to be, and put it neatly, then you're sorting it out. And our last definition for sort out is to find out information that allows you to understand something. Okay? Here's the example sentence. The forensic scientists are trying to sort out why the car engine exploded. So in this case, a car engine has exploded. It blew up a car. And we don't know why. But we have scientists who are studying and they are investigating the case in order to sort out why that happened. They're trying to find out what happened. Again, the definition of this version of sort out is to find out information that allows you to understand something. They want to understand why this car exploded. They're trying to sort out everything. So those are the three phrasal verbs I have for you today. Again, put away, having several ways you can use it. All of these have several ways you can use them. Go over, and then also sort out. Now, I hope that by going over this today, you were able to learn something, and maybe you feel more comfortable using these, and you will know what is being expressed when you hear them said by other English speakers. But in any case, again, my name is Holden Harris. I'm glad to be able to talk to you and discuss this with you today, and I'll see you next time.